This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. City employees in Pueblo will now be able to collect $500 each if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. The incentive, which draws from federal pandemic relief money, was approved by City Council last night. Workers have until September 15th to submit proof of vaccination. The mayor and members of City Council are excluded from the program. Pueblo employs just over 1,000 people. City Council members say the vaccination rate among city employees isn't known, but this incentive will help make it more clear. RTD will spend $8 million studying a scaled-down plan for passenger rail service between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont. The project dates back to 2004, when voters approved a sales tax increase to fund rail expansion across the Denver metro. The Boulder line was pushed off by decades as RTD ran out of money. RTD board member Eric Davidson says the agency still can't afford to build the line on its own, but the new study could help land some big outside help.
This is about seeing whether we can possibly align ourselves with a moonshot opportunity with Front Range Passenger Rail and some potential federal dollars.
The study is expected to take 2 years. The train line was originally supposed to open in 2014. Team USA has earned its first two medals at the Paralympic Games in Tokyo, and one of them belongs to a Coloradan. Swimmer Elizabeth Marks of Colorado Springs won a silver medal early this morning. She took second place in the women's 50-meter freestyle race. Marks was 0.04 of a second away from winning gold. In Boulder, it's 82 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 91 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.